For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
3 o'clock hour. I'll try to talk to Aronde Gadsden this hour. I want to ask him about this CD Lamb contract. Not the contract itself, but where does CD Lamb rank as a receiver in the NFL? Is he the best receiver in the NFL?
No.
Top three?
He's top three. Tyreek. It's funny because he's down here.
Number one, Tyreek?
Tyreek or Jet from the Vikings. Justin Jefferson is a monster. Devontae Adams is up there. Like, there's some guys, but Tyreek's top three. I would say CeeDee Lamb by far top. I can't name five better receivers than him in the world.
CeeDee Lamb, four-year, $136 million deal. Makes him the second highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. I think we all knew that that deal was going to get done before the season started, and it did.
A lot of money. That's a lot of money.
It's a 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Thanks, Pitt.
You're welcome, Pitt. And Crowder, that bruise Frank Gore left you on your chest is going to be hurting you again on Saturday.
There you go.
Is it going to be hurting me?
Yeah, that's right. Take the punch he just gave you. You're a little rocky like a hurricane. Expecting all the gambling action to be on the Canes. This line will probably be minus 25 by game time. If there's any justice in the world.
I'll take that 25 easy. I don't know about this 2.5, though.
I have something to play for you in the 4 o'clock hour. Get Canes fans all hyped for the game on Saturday. Let me give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. You know, you can hear Game Day Uncensored for the Dolphins play. 4 hours of Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solana. They get you ready for the game. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored brought to you by your South Florida Lexus dealers. A summer getaway is waiting for you at the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 3rd. Learn more at lexus.com/offers. Here are, from Dolphins Wire in USA Today, some studs and duds from the final Dolphins preseason game, which was Saturday night in Tampa, which was Friday night in Tampa. Take two. Friday night in Tampa. Stud Skylar Thompson. While his night ended with an interception, Thompson managed to lead the Dolphins down the field on 70 and 76-yard drives, capping both of them with a touchdown pass. It was the first time in all of August that one of Miami's two backup quarterbacks actually led the team to sustained offensive success. By the end of the night, he was 19 of 27 passing, 190 yards, two touchdowns. And his yardage total Friday night was more than Mike White accumulated in three preseason games. So that the decision was kind of made for Mike McDaniel by the time that game was over, in my opinion. I didn't think things were headed in Mike White's direction, and they have Mike White listed as a dud. White finished Friday with 5 completions on 9 attempts for only 37 yards. While he didn't throw any interceptions through three preseason games, he didn't throw any touchdowns either. And his worst moment of the night came when his late throw across the middle resulted in Malik Washington getting drilled and forced to sit out a stretch. Speaking of, Malik Washington named a stud. Aside from the aforementioned hit Washington took across the middle of the field, just about everything went right for the sixth-round rookie Friday. He took a jet sweep 40 yards, returned a punt 28 yards, broke free on a kick return for 45 yards. Washington needed a big night, and he seized the moment to leave zero doubt that he will be on the 53-man roster. Here's
Mike. I would say Mike Cunha. Remember a couple weeks ago, we were asking about like who jumped out. Yep. He brought up Malik Washington. He said you can't watch practice without this guy doing something amazing. I want to give Mike Cunha some love on that one.
Oh, by the way, I saw that the Vikings have released quarterback Matt Corral.
I'm fine. Thanks.
Okay. Just checking. Another stud from Friday night, Channing Tindall. Tindall played a grand total of 21 defensive snaps in his first two seasons in the NFL. The other 411 came on special teams. On Friday, the former third-round pick made his case not only for a roster spot, but a closer look on defense. Tindall was everywhere for the Dolphins, recording 12 tackles, six more than any other player on the team. Man, what a cool game for Channing. So much growth, Mike McDaniel said after the game. Dud, Jody Fortson Jr. I won't read it to you. He's no longer on the team. Stud, Jalen Wright. Wright's explosiveness and wiggle isn't hard to see. Every time he touches the ball, the rookie running back looks liable to break free for a huge gain. In limited action Friday, Wright picked up 36 yards on 7 rushes and 41 receiving yards on 4 receptions. The Dolphins are loaded at the running back position with Raheem Mostert and Devon Achane representing one of the NFL's scariest two-headed monsters. Miami may need to make sure Wright sees plenty of action, too, this year. Dud, offensive line depth. I won't read it to you because we've talked about it ad nauseum, but that is your 15 minutes of game day uncensored studs and duds from Friday night's Dolphins preseason finale.
Everyone wants Channing Tindall to be great.
Yeah.
They really do. And I set that up for him. That's why if he gets a new contract, I need a piece.
I don't know. Were you closer to, say, Chris Bosh as a football player or Tyler Hero?
I didn't really stand in the corner. I was a part of the game plan, so I can't be Bosh. Tyler hurts himself running across midcourt. So I'm more of a Tyler Hero because I got hurt a lot, but I didn't just stand in the corner when I was healthy.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get Solana angry. Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana. Oh, my audio is choppy.
Yeah, it was there. It sounds a little better right now.
Oh, sorry about that.
And Chris Bosh audio.
Let me turn off SportsCenter here. I don't need to know why Drake May has outplayed Jacoby Brissett.
They're going to push that. They're going to push the visions on you now.
If my audio gets bad again, just let me know. I'll disconnect and reconnect.
Will do. This sports update is driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. So, yeah, Mike White and Jody Fortson have been released by the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, it is weird. Crowder just texted on our thread because Solana had texted me, Mark, your audio is choppy. And Channing just wrote, Mark. When's the last time either of you guys have called me Mark?
I call you Mark as a joke all the time, but it's like really seriously got me.
Well, in a group chat, you can actually send, even though I'm sending it to both of you, it'll ping you as a priority because I put your name in it and you're saved in my phone as Mark Hockman. So when I pinned you specifically, it just tagged your first name.
Pinged me?
I did, yes. I pinged you.
Well, how did you do that?
I don't want to hear this.
But didn't that happen just by you typing Mark?
I thought you liked when I pinged you.
I do, but that's a whole separate conversation.
About this. Y'all ping on your own time. 2-6, there's no pinging.
Isaiah Wynn, Bradley Chubb, and Cameron Good will begin the season on the IR. So they're out at least 4 games. No decision yet on Odell Beckham Jr. And Aaron Brewer, I mentioned it earlier, Mike McDaniel seemed to be non-committal as he's dealing with that hand injury. Whether or not those guys will start on the IR, we'll know tomorrow. 4 p.m. is the deadline tomorrow, not only to cut down those rosters, but also place these guys on the IR. The Marlins will open up a West Coast road trip, 4-game series at the Rockies tonight is how it kicks off. First pitch will be at 8:40. You guys saw the big Marlins news over the weekend? Who got called up?
Conine's son.
Yeah. Mr. Marlin's son, Griffin Conine, has been called up to the big leagues for this series against the Colorado Rockies.
That's very cool.
That's cool, yeah.
Very cool.
Jeff's a great dude.
And he even said something along the lines of, like, when you hear this news about your son and you know how hard he's worked, like, that, I mean, that hits for a professional athlete dad.
Yeah, yeah. That's know how cool. hard Hopefully. It is, how hard it is to make it. Yeah. Like, and So that's cool.
Yeah,
same franchise. That's awesome.
He tweeted, "Quote: Can't even describe the feeling of when your son realizes his dream of making it to the major leagues. I've never seen a more dedicated individual. Cheers to you, Griff."
Reminds me a little bit of a moment I had with my son this morning. I dropped him off. He drove up to Tampa. I followed along a few hours later with a shelf he couldn't fit in his car. But he's up for his junior year there at University of Tampa. And I sent him a text this morning because classes start today. I wrote, "Have a great first day of junior year. Keep up the hard work and effort that you put into your summer class. And most importantly, have fun and attack each day with the intensity of 1,000 suns." And he responded, "I'm not reading that whole essay." And so I kind of know how Jeff Conine feels at this moment.
Total different. That was different. I think Jeff
is similar. Yeah. Is similar.
Jeff and Griff, that was different between Jeff and Griff. I love DJ, though.
Also, on Twitter, Dairy Queen has just released their fall binge watch. Here's their new fall blizzard lineup. Salted caramel truffle. Let me tell you something. First of all, nobody likes truffle. It's such, you want to sound bougie when you get truffle fries and truffle this and truffle. Nobody likes it. So let's stop with the truffles. And salted caramel. It was cute a few years ago. It was like a new thing. We're done with it, all right? Let's get rid of the salted caramel.
I'm with you on the truffle thing. Truffles, I think it's too expensive for what
for
it
nothing.
Is.
Pungent. I don't like it.
But the salted caramel?
Nah.
Because you don't even say it right. If you say salted caramel, it's different than salted caramel, whatever. I don't know what that word is.
Pumpkin pie?
No.
Pumpkin pie blizzard?
No. White folks love pumpkin.
Yeah, pumpkin spice.
White people love pumpkin. I don't get pumpkin.
Oreo fudge brownie.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Caramel Java chip.
Caramel Java chip. That sounds okay if you say it right.
Nobody wants chips, first of all. Nobody needs crunchy things. And like a brownie in the blizzard is nice. It's soft. A cookie dough, that's nice. Nobody needs hard chips in the blizzard. And texture. Java, what are we doing here? Is that coffee?
Yeah.
Is this coffee flavor? Like what are we? Oh, Dairy Queen's getting cutesy now with the names. Java. What are we doing? I got to tell the 16-year-old kid at the Dairy Queen I want a caramel Java chip. They don't know what Java is.
Hey, better if they work there.
Reese's Pieces cookie dough.
I'm not a cookie dough fan. You just said brought up cookie dough. I don't like cookie dough. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's undone.
French silk pie. French silk pie.
That's delicious.
I like French silk pie. And Royal New York cheesecake.
You know my take on cheesecake. That's a waste of time.
I love cheesecake.
Cheesecake's terrible.
But cheesecake in an ice cream, it's not real cheesecake. It's almost like the cheesecake batter, right?
Yeah.
Like cookie dough batter. Good.
Yeah.
I don't like
They're like batter. Cheesecake bites. Yeah, they're good.
Cheesecake's terrible.
Which one of those flavors, Jimmy, appeals to you most?
I would say the fudge brownie blizzard.
Fudge brownie. Oreo fudge brownie?
Yes.
I was just trying to see if you had paid attention, if you were able to recall one of the flavors and you were unable to.
He's on Dairy Queen's website right now, scrolling their flavors.
You going to order it in? The Uber Eats?
Jimmy, how you say caramel?
Caramel.
Caramel. Perfect.
Caramel.
Caramel.
It's caramel.
It's caramel. Nah, it's caramel. Look at the spelling. It's more letters. You're putting six letters to seven letters.
Grow up. Anything else, Solana?
You know, like
only one show in America could a Jeff Conine story take you to the Dairy Queen menu.
Hell of a cheesecake.
You know, like chips.
We are the Earls of radio.
Hey, you badmouth Earls.
They you badmouth Earls.
That's a bad name, but they had a seafood tower. Goodness, they had it. It was delicious. Earls was delicious, but just the name Earls, like, it's not appealing.
Let me know next time you're in Kendall. I'll take you to my Earls.
No. Never, we're going to Kendall. We're going to Fuddruckers.
I'm there.
Not calling you at Kendall.
Let me know. Hit up the zoo, go to Zoo Miami, then have a little afternoon lunch at Earl's. Time of your life.
Fuddruckers. What are we doing here?
If you leave Zoo Miami, you're not going anywhere else because you're exhausted and sweaty.
Yeah.
The hell, the zebra so far away from the bison? Goodness gracious.
Your quads are on fire. You've been biking for 6 hours.
Put them in the same cage. I walked a mile and a half. I haven't seen an animal.
In fact, put the whole thing at the falls. And that way I can do the, you see a couple animals, I'll grab a bite. I'm out of here.
Goodness gracious. Got to get a moped to come around this damn zoo.
Your weather from your Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24-7. Happens to be a pretty decent afternoon in South Florida. It's obviously hot. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
All right, Aronde Gadsden will join us in the next segment. We could talk some Dolphins with him, so don't go anywhere. OG, I could go over the Dairy Queen flavors with him, too. What, you want to take props? What do you think is I'm going Reese's Pieces cookie dough.
One of the caramels.
Cheesecake.
Because there was two caramels. There was a salted caramel, another caramel. OG looks like a caramel man.
He's a cheesecake guy. I got him pinned. So. He's a cheesecake
guy. Remind me when we come back to important topic.
Guarantee pumpkin's not the one.
I guarantee you he likes it.
I don't think he likes
always
pumpkin.
Zigs when you zag or zags when you zig.
Pumpkin? Black people don't eat pumpkin.
I'm telling you, you are incorrect on this.
Let's see. Next segment. We'll see.
They don't eat pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
But I think black people love pumpkin pie.
We don't know. Sweet potato. Why are you going to waste your time eating pumpkin pie if it's a sweet potato?
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Gore has a hole right side. He's at the 15, 10. Frank Gore, touchdown. Miami wins. Frank Gore scores a touchdown, and Miami has beaten Florida State.
Hawk and Crowder. From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. You get quality. Oh. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bring on Aronde Gadsden here. He big-timed us in the 2 o'clock hour. He had a Zoom. Going to ask him about that in a second. By the way, because we'll talk some Dolphins, we'll talk some Canes maybe. If you're looking for the best Canes or Dolphins merchandise this season, check out Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive next to La Spada's. You can check out all the gear online at caneswear.com. And Aronde Gadsden, former Dolphins receiver. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. First of all, who do you have a Zoom with, and how do you function on Zoom? It seems like it would be a disaster.
It used to be. I got it under control now. You know, I used to, you know, do like everybody does and wear, you know, a college shirt for the company and then wear, you know, shorts or boxers, and then I got the camera too far back, or I try to put the green screen on the back, and my head is sideways, and I look, you know. But I got it together now. I look like a weatherman. Before, I looked like a Martian. You know what I mean? Be my head, and then the screen really be green. They're like, no, you got to make it something. So I do the San Francisco Bridge and look like I'm sitting on top of the bridge in my drawers. You know, it's so stupid.
OG, you do the green screen, OG.
I try to do the back. You know what I'm saying? When I do it from home,
like outer space. Yeah, you can choose a funky background.
Yeah. I tried to do it the old school way. I had pipe and drape and a sheet at home in the laundry room, and it looked terrible. You know, you're trying to get people to. That's your bed sheet back there? Like, oh,
and now here's one other. I'm going to get into football, but here's one other. We were just discussing this, and we've taken some wagers, some prop bets on your answer. I just saw on Twitter, Dairy Queen has announced their fall Blizzard lineup. So I'm going to give you their new flavors for fall. You tell me which one you would choose, okay?
Okay, I'm going to have to close my eyes on this one. Go ahead.
All right. Salted caramel truffle.
Caramel.
Pumpkin pie.
They got
Oreo
sweet potato
fudge brownie. Caramel Java chip.
What is that?
Reese's Pieces cookie dough. French silk pie. And Royal New York cheesecake.
What is that? So, does the silk pie have peanut butter essence in it?
So,
if it does, I'm going with that. I'm going with the silk pie if it's got some type of peanut butter. I would go with the Reese's, but it got the cookie dough. I'm not a cookie dough guy. I don't even understand what is that. What is cookie dough?
Really?
I don't get it.
Uncooked cookies is terrible.
It's so good.
Yeah. I don't want that. I used to like cookie dough, but I'm not 7 anymore. Like, no, I don't like cookie dough.
I take offense to that. No, I don't believe French silk pie has an essence of peanut butter. I think it's
look it up, Solana. I think it does.
No, I think French silk pie is chocolate and whipped cream, essentially.
All right, well, I'm going to have to go with the This is a tough one. I need some.
You like cheesecake?
Or pecans. Nah, not really.
You like pumpkin pie?
I like turtle cheesecake. Yes, turtle cheesecake, but that's it. Pumpkin pie.
What about pumpkin pie?
No, they try to get me, though. They give you the pumpkin pies when you walk into Winn-Dixie, like, for $4.99, but I still skip over it. It's against my better judgment, but I'm black. I got to go sweet potato. Stop the foolishness, Hawk.
Wow, that's crazy. Crowder pegged that one. I mean, Crowder says black people don't eat pumpkin spice, pumpkin pie, none of that stuff.
I mean, we do. Like, if I'm just struggling and I go to Starbucks, I'll give me a pumpkin spice latte. But if they don't have, if they out of eggnog. But
that's a shocking admission. Do you have any white people in your family tree?
They may be, but this way long time ago from Europe. Right. I'm of a lighter shade of dark skin, so maybe, but I don't know any of them. But I think out of the choices, I'm gonna have to go with. I'm gonna keep it simple and just do the some caramel and just add some nuts to it.
All right, that's what Crowder said. Crowder nailed it.
Caramel, no pumpkin. I know my brother. All right.
Yeah. I would do the silk. If the silk had some peanut butter essence in it, I'd go with
don't
silk.
Don't believe it does.
What's peanut butter essence?
Stupid. You know, like it may have.
You
want to
say something, Solana? Because three times you've opened the mic, and I keep waiting for you, but then you don't say anything.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, Crowder, you might have nailed it with his ice cream selection, but now knowing OG will order pumpkin spice lattes at Starbucks, Hawk and I might have more common ground with OG than you think.
That's what I was trying to figure out, if he had a white history. Like maybe I'm his brother.
From another mother. Yeah, could be. Nothing wrong with that.
All right, let me talk some football with you before we run out of time. So, first, CD Lamb, he got that new contract today. We were just kind of talking in the 2 o'clock hour. CD Lamb, sure. Where does he rank as best receivers in the NFL right now? I think Crowder. What do you have? Tyreek Hill 1. Jefferson 2, yes. CD Lamb 3.
No, Devontae Adams 3. Like I said, Jamar Chase and CD are right there, 4 or 5.
Where you got him, OG?
Yeah, I think he's definitely in the top 5. You know, where you put him is, you know, subjective to, you know, how the team concept works. You know, I mean, I like AJ Brown too, but I mean, you know, like those three, obviously, because they, you know, they get the ball. Like, you know, Justin Jefferson in Minnesota, I mean, he's gonna get the ball, but I mean, really, you know, he like the game, like he winning some games, like, you know, I mean, CeeDee Lamb, because he's, you know, he gets to the playoff, and he really is the only guy they got. Like, I mean, I know Justin Jefferson is too, but they got Addison and Williams and some other guys. But if they didn't sign CeeDee Lamb, I mean, I should be able to start in Dallas. I mean, I don't even know who they're throwing the ball to. Like, who are they throwing the ball to? Like, I don't know. So it's going to be tough on CeeDee Lamb, especially not, you know, missing the preseason. It's going to take up till about game 3-4 to get it together. So, but he's definitely top 5. I mean, you know, I mean, I had some fantasy football drafts, and they took him 3. They took McCaffrey, Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, sight unseen. So, I definitely know he's top 5. Where you put him is, you know, personal preference.
And is that because Hawk, I give him credit. He hit it on the head. He's like, there's no way they're going to start this season, speaking of the Dallas Cowboys, without CeeDee Lamb playing in the game. But is that enough now with the Cowboys?
No.
Like, CeeDee's amazing.
I mean, not early.
The ass will playoff after playoff.
Yeah, not early. I don't think, you know, I mean, say the Browns. I don't think he's doing much against the Browns in that defense, not without no, you know, without any practice. I think he'll have a tough few games. But, you know, is it enough of them to make the playoffs? You know, they might squeak in, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough because, you know, you still have everything pending. Now the quarterback, you know, is going to expect some money, and Parsons is going to expect some money. It just gets dicey because I just don't know who else, you know, is going to help. I like the tight end. I think it's Ferguson. I don't know. But, I mean, I don't know who else helps. You double-team CeeDee Lamb, and then you just go for, you know, you hope everything else works out on the other guys they have. So it's going to be tough. If you asking me if it, you know, like Jerry Jones is the best marketing person in North America, maybe the world. Because every year the Cowboy fans think they're going to the Super Bowl. Every year. I mean, they had Quincy Carter was the quarterback, and they still, oh, we about to go to the Super Bowl. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not going with Quincy Carter as a quarterback. You're not. So it's going to be tough to try to sell me that they're going to the Super Bowl with that kind of roster. I mean, the prime thing might be working out behind the scenes. I don't know. Backwards, I don't know. We can see them, you know, firing the coach, hiring Prime, and getting Shedeur Sanders and not paying the $65 million to Dak. I don't know.
That would be interesting. How about this? Put on your soothsaying gear. Pull out the crystal ball. The end of the season. What are we saying about Tua Tagovailoa? What are we saying about Mike McDaniel?
It's going to be the same thing. I don't think it's going to be any different. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's going to be any different than we've been saying. Like, I mean, I think we win a playoff game. I do think we win a playoff game. I want it to be home, but I don't know. But I think we do win a playoff game. But I'm not sure after that, because all the playoff teams will be cold. We got to go back to the cold somehow or another, unless we just wipe it. I just think we lost a lot on defense, and you know the expectations for Tua are, you know, through the roof at this point, especially with the Brian Flores thing coming out, and you got the money. You're supposed to just hold on to that, to take that with you. You know what I mean? So now you said it, and you got the money.
Now it's
like,
out there.
People are gonna be like, yeah, you know, like you could have left that skeleton in the closet and just rode off in the sunset with that. Now, oh, so now you got the coach telling you you're the best. Now you got the $200 million. Now what you want? Like, we need to win the Super Bowl. So expectations are going to be high. I just think, you know, the defense took such a hit, and especially without Chubb the first few weeks, and really Phillips. I mean, Phillips will be back, but is he going to be like the Phillips, you know, before he got injured? You know, it's going to take about, you know, 5, 6, 7 games for him to get fully going. So I think we say, you know, Tua's better, you know, still to my, you know, I guess the way I look at it, he's the only one for that offense. He's the only one that's going to work with Mike McDaniel, you know, to make the offense work. And so, I mean, they two peas in a pod. I just think we just getting over the hump. Well, we'll at least say we won a playoff game. At least they won one playoff game. That's what we'll say about the both of them.
And OG, speaking of, I'm just going to go AFC with this one, because I think the AFC is stacked right now. I wish we were in NFC. Right. But just like where Tom Brady ruined Peyton Manning's life the entire time they played together. But now you look at Tua, you know what we're going to do, and that's our future. Just gave him all that money. We still got Mahomes. We got Josh Allen. We got Lamar Jackson. We got Joe Burrow. We got Justin Herbert. We got Aaron Rodgers in our damn division. And we got CJ Stroud, the young boy, coming up. Like, is that like, is Tua just in a bad situation right now? Because he's going to have to beat at least three of these dogs if he wants to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be tough. You know, obviously, you have to temper the expectations. And you have to say, hey, look, you know, it's going to be very important for us. You know, even it's going to be tough to play him on the road, but play him at home is still going to be tough. You know, so Tua can do it. It definitely has to be a team effort. As it's according to who you play, who we play, and, you know, styles make fights. And if we don't match up with whoever we playing their style, we're going to lose the game. So I think Tua can get it done if everybody's healthy. Everybody has to be healthy and on point. And, I mean, we're going to put up points on offense. I'm a little down, to be honest, on the defense because of the players we lost and how many of them we lost. I think, you know, it takes a little time, you know, for the defense to get together. As we know, if defense, you know, gets gets it together faster than the offense, but I know what the offense is going to do if everybody's healthy. But the defense, I'm not sure. You know, I'm not sure how it's going to work out with the new linebackers, the new D line. The secondary is pretty good. I'm confident in the secondary, but the running game, stopping the running game is going to be tough. But I think Tua will be, you know, I think he'll be one of those guys that we have to pay attention to because the guys he got outside, like you see, they put all the money in CeeDee Lamb, but we got Waddle and Tyreek Hill. So,
and Odell Beckham, if he's able to do anything.
Odell Beckham. Oh, man.
Thank you, OG.
But I do got
27 years old.
I did bet Odell Beckham to get the over 3.5 touchdowns. I did bet that.
I took the over.
So hopefully around game 12, 13, and 14, he can come through for me.
What about college football before we run out of time here? We've got the Canes and the Gators. They open their season on Saturday at the Swamp up in Gainesville. Syracuse, who does Syracuse have? Is it Ohio?
Ohio, the Bobcats.
Yes. Orande Gadsden, your son. Are you going to be up in Syracuse?
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. I'll be in the game at the same time, so I'll be checking my phone for the Florida UM score, but I'll be paying attention.
A little spoiler alert: you don't need to look because Canes will have about a 20-point lead at half, and probably my prediction at the end. I'm going to say 35-14 is the final.
Damn. Come on, Channing. Come on. Give Bill Napier, whatever his name. Get him together, man. I mean, what is he doing? Like, I mean, y'all don't go 2 years.
That guy is
the
pumpkin cheesecake.
2 years without a bowl game? That's ridiculous. Two years without a bowl game is kind of ridiculous. 2 years.
They got to get off that pumpkin spice. But we don't know what's about to happen, man. Listen, Cam Ward and all this, bro. We don't know what's going to happen the first week of college football season. I hope Syracuse is great, bro. You don't even know if Syracuse is about to be good. We know nothing because all the ins and outs of this damn transfer portal.
Man, I don't know, man. But y'all better do something. Y'all got all that money, all them people, and don't get no. Y'all 2 years without a bowl game? Man, that would be terrible.
Program in decline, OG. That is a program in decline.
Come on. And y'all got a tough schedule, man. Y'all better beat UM because they get – I mean, y'all play Vanderbilt? Because if y'all don't play Vanderbilt,
We got UCF and Samford. Okay. They were probably two wins, and the rest
Okay. That's two. Okay, the over-under for Florida is 4.5. 4.5.
Is that really what it is?
Damn you.
Is it really that low? Is it 4.5?
I don't know. I mean, it can't be much higher than that.
It can't be because they really do have a tough schedule.
Be.
Wait, I want to look at this.
I mean, what was y'all record last year? 5-12? I mean, what was it? I mean, how many games y'all played? Y'all ain't win.
We won 6.
So, yeah.
Let me see here. I guarantee it's on the stick.
4.5.
4.5.
Is it really 4.5?
Yeah, it's got to be 4. I mean, they won 5 games last year. Like, it can't be 6. I mean, how could Florida not go to a bowl game?
Hey, we're in the SEC, a real conference.
Here we go.
That real conference with Vanderbilt. You know that conference. I'm on with Vanderbilt. Yeah.
You know y'all got all the money. How many NIL dudes did y'all get? I mean, y'all got money. You got money. Just as much money as everybody else. You can't win but 5 games? You can't win. Come on.
We are paying nobody. We had all
the money. You can have money, but if you don't spend it wisely, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Ben Hill. What's the name of y'all stadium anyway, man?
Ben Hill Griffin.
Come on.
Ben Hill Zaxby Stadium.
That's terrible. That's terrible. You should be ashamed of yourself. You and Fred T. Y'all should be ashamed of yourself. You and Fred T.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Ronde Gadsden. We'll talk to you next week. Good luck to OG Jr. And we'll talk to you next week before the Dolphins opener.
All right, man. Y'all take it easy.
There you go. Orande Gadsden. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll get some headlines. And before 6 o'clock, we'll hear some comments from Tua today at practice. So don't go anywhere.
baby.
Hawk and Crowder. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.